We are called to obey. Now, I was thinking about this message. It's like a couple things have happened in the past week or so, 2 weeks, and it's the culture we live in. Was prompted to speak about obedience and a certain three-letter word. We have that blank slide. It's a next slide, but it's got three little. There we go. So there's a three-letter word. Can't use lifelines. People get really kind of worked up about, but it's very important to understand exactly what it is. Can you guess? Oh my gosh, you're so smart. Next slide. Ta-da. Oh, we're jumping. There we go. So the law. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about the Torah. I'm not necessarily talking about Jewish law. But I'm just talking about law in general. Because of whether we think about it, we are surrounded by law. Next. Because a lot of people say, I'm free. I like freedom. I don't like law, said a lot of people. Right? People. Yes. So a lot of people think that they don't need law. They don't tell me what to do. This is my life, right? I'm going to live my truth. Okay. So let's answer it with facts, not with emotion. Next slide. So everyone heard of gravity? That's a law. You ever go to the top of the Empire State Building and say you don't like gravity and see what happens? There's the law of entropy. That's fancy thermodynamics for decay. Things break down, right? Jim McGee makes a living on stuff breaking down, right? Cars break down. He's got to fix them. He makes money on this law. This is life. You get old, you lose your hair. That's entropy. Newton talked about the law of inertia. You start going this way, and then all of a sudden you want to go that way. There's a force pulling you this way. Try to get on an on-ramp on the freeway. That's the law of inertia. It's pulling you. Right? These are laws that we can't escape. There's traffic laws. You don't stop at a stop sign, you get in an accident. That's a law. Or you get a ticket. Or your kids yell at you. There's taxes. You don't pay your taxes, you get in trouble. You have to pay your taxes. Unless you're Manafort, and then you just go to jail. there's a draft. We don't have it in the States today, but in Israel, and there was a season we did have a draft. And if you didn't sign up, or you pulled a I'm going to go to Canada move, you can get in trouble. There's the law of sleep. You don't sleep, you don't function. There's a law of exercise. You want your body to be in shape? You got to put work into it. No amount of pills or surgery is going to make you in shape. I heard a pastor, Jack Graham, on the radio said, he quoted his doctor, if you don't have time to exercise, then you have time to get sick. It's a law. Law of hard work. You work hard, you get stuff. Right? It's Proverbs, the end of Proverbs, that talk about the work ethic of ants, how they toil and work so that they have food when there's no food left. Same thing with saving. You want to have money for when you're older. You need to start saving now. Right? We invest in our kids' education. They're not even in school. Right? So that when they get to college, they'll have money available for them. There's the law of judging, even in the Bible, even in the New Testament. There are laws. If you will be judged the same way you judge somebody else. It's a law. There's another law of confession. If you confess your sins, he will forgive you. That's a law. There's the law of studying. If you know what the scriptures say, you'll know how to use it. And there's the law of sowing and reaping. The manner in which you sow, that's how you reap. These are laws. God made them, and we can fight them, or we can work with them. Next. Okay, even bad guys have laws. Now people think, oh, they don't like laws, but it's funny, it's even bad guys, they don't like these laws, So they set up these laws, right? Pirates have laws, right? Remember Pirates of the Caribbean? Parlay. So they can get permission to speak to the captain. Or even gangsters have laws. You can't hit a made man, right? If you hit a made man, then you get hit. I'm just saying. But the fact is, bad guys, even the laws that they set up, they break themselves. But they still have laws. I mean, look at Congress. They have their own separate constitution. But they're technically supposed to abide by the one that the founding fathers wrote. So laws everywhere, even with bad guys and with good guys, we're surrounded by it. Next. But this is what most people don't realize, that law and love are friends. These are the words of Yeshua, not the Dalai Lama. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. He continues, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We see that love and law are connected. And it's actually a beautiful thing when you actually break it down. Next. The Holy Spirit is also part of this. Yeshua said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Notice that the presence of God is contingent upon obedience. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. So it's the Father saying this too. These things I have spoken to you while dwelling with you. And this is the thing, but the Helper, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I said to you. The point being is, the Holy Spirit is to teach us the words of Yeshua so that we can obey. It's not the Holy Spirit and obedience or the law are opposed to each other. I have the Spirit. I don't need those things. That's the worst thing you could ever say. Those who are filled with the Spirit should be the most obedient. Because of love, because we love Yeshua, we want to be obedient. And he gives us the Holy Spirit to remind us of what he taught us and so that we can keep his commandments. Next. Why is this important? And how are really love and law friends? Because love is the basis of obedience to the law. Yeshua is in an argument with a sage. And he asks him, well-versed in the Torah. He says, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the Torah? And he wasn't also, maybe he's testing him. So he's trying to see what he's going to say. He really doesn't care. And he said to him, you shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. We read this every week, I say this. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The entire Torah and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Meaning that whatever it's in the Bible, whatever the Bible says to do or not to do, we do it on the ground that we love God, we love his Messiah, and we want to be obedient to him. It has nothing to do with saying, I want to get in his good grace or I want to prove myself. It all has to come from the fact that I love him. And I want to do what's right in his eyes because it pleases him. And because he did so much for me, I in turn want to obey him. Next. And this is important, that obedience is to the entirety of Scripture, all the Scripture. We cannot pick and choose. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about, again, this is not Jewish, this is in general. Because I'm telling you, the world is going to go on a path where it's going to start saying, this is good, this is not so good. This we like, this is archaic. This is good for us, this fits into our worldview. We don't like that part, so we're not going to do it. You can't do that. And it comes from the Torah itself. And in even at the very end of Revelation, you can't add or take away from the Word of God. Now, obviously, there are certain things, for instance, say the temple. You can't do it because there's no temple. But there are other things to do. And look at the way society works and the cultural things. Well, we believe in Jesus, but we believe that you can, you know, marry two homosexuals. It doesn't fit in the Bible. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm going to love you the way that Yeshua's loved me. And I'm not going to condemn you, but this just can't do it. Sorry. Just can't do it. And there are difficult passages that we have to deal with. But you have to understand that sometimes difficult passages, they can only be understood over time, through much prayer, through discussion and patience. Just because you read something and it doesn't make sense at first doesn't mean you throw it out. Anybody married here? Who understood everything about their spouse on day one when you got into the room? Give me a break. You have to, stuff takes time. Even Peter writes about Paul, that people misunderstand his hard sayings just like they do with the other scripture because they're ignorant and unstable and they twist it to their own demise. Oftentimes, it's the difficult passages that we have trouble with them is because we're just not ready for it. But it'll happen. God's faithful. But we have to be careful and also not to twist things around. There's a story in Mark 7 when Yeshua is talking about the issue of washing of hands. And the Pharisees and scholars question him. Says, why don't your disciples walk according to the traditions of the elders? Why do they eat bread with unwashed hands? And he said to them, rightly did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Having left behind the commandment of God, you hold on to the tradition of men. He was also telling him, you set aside the commands of God in order that you may validate your own tradition. Basically what this says.